Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And I got to tell you, man, I don't care where you served in the military, I would put you up against this lady, Dr. Michelle Oakley. She's Nat Geo's Yukon vet, and you've seen her now for 8 seasons. This is incredible. 8 seasons. It's all now streaming on Disney Plus. But Nat Geo is where everything started, and she joins us here on the National Defense. Dr. Oakley, how are you?
I'm doing great, and it's 11 seasons this year, if you can believe it. We've been going for 10 years since 2016, and this is season 11.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
Why, doesn't it?
How many injuries per season do you sustain?
I've got a few scars, for sure.
Yeah.
So far, touch wood, both myself and my daughters, my daughters are my vet assistants in the field, we've escaped major harm. I got kicked by a moose this year.
I saw that.
And scratched by a feral cat. A few really raked my arm. But other than that, I was, did pretty well.
Get kicked by a moose. I mean, that's what kind of recovery time did that have?
He was mostly anesthetized, so it just sort of grazed off my leg. So it was really lucky. Just some bruises, just a mere flesh wound.
Yeah. And your daughters, it's Sierra and Willow, right? And that help you on the program.
Yeah.
And now,
there's three of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, are they going to follow in your footsteps?
Well, interestingly enough, at the end of this season, Sierra says goodbye to us, my oldest, because she heads off to vet school in Australia. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, I think Sierra is on her way. I don't know about Willow and Maya. They're amazing assistants, and they help me, but I'm not sure that'll be their career down the road. But it's been great for people to see them growing up on the show. I mean, when we started filming 10 years ago, Willow was 7 years old, and now she's 20.
Wow.
And Sierra, 13 or 14, and now she's 24. So people get to watch, the kids get older, me get older. And it's a great show for families to watch together. We hear that all the time. They say it's the only show they can feel comfortable watching with grandkids or with, parents with their own kids or whatever. And if they can't talk about anything else, they can get together and talk about and laugh about animals and the crazy things that we bump into in Alaska and Yukon.
We're talking to Dr. Michelle Oakley here in the National Defense. She stars in Nat Geo's Yukon Vet. And what was it, Michelle, that took you to the Yukon in the first place? I know you, did you grow up in Canada?
No, I grew up in Indiana, actually.
Oh, really?
I'm a Hoosier at heart, yeah. And went to University of Michigan. And it was actually through U of M that I went up to the Yukon in Canada to do a wildlife study. I was doing a zoology degree. This was pre-vet school, pre-kids, and ended up loving it there, staying. And then once I went to vet school, I got hired on as the wildlife veterinarian for fish and wildlife there in the Yukon. And so started my career out, hanging out of helicopters and guarding animals for, radio collaring and different studies. And then ended up leaving to do more just regular practice. I really miss the regular part of being a vet, and now it's all creatures wild and woolly. I'm going all over the country and all over Alaska and the Yukon and remote villages and go by boat sometimes. We go by snow machine. We fly in. So just to provide the vet services that these places don't get.
Have a tranquilizer gun, we'll travel is pretty much what, what was some of these places that you visit? I mean, you talk about remote. I don't even know how do you get the call to go there? Because these places don't even look like they have cell phones.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of them don't. There's no cell service. There's really limited, super slow dial-up kind of internet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of working with communities ahead of time for some of these places. We actually every year do a boat trip where we go on a small boat in southeast in the Gulf of Alaska, and we go to really remote communities, 200 people here, 500 here, and there's no way they ever get a vet. But they have pets, and they depend on their animals. If you don't have a dog in some of these places, the chance of bumping into a bear is really high.
So, yeah.
Not only do they need their pets, but just like we do, but they depend on them, for safely getting around a lot of these salmon streams and places where bears are so common in the around the communities.
Now, in a place like that, are you more afraid of the animals or the people that own them?
No, definitely not people that own them. They're so thankful when we show up. I mean, they're like moving out of their houses to give us a place to stay because there's no hotels.
Oh, wow.
They're making us meals because there's no restaurants. They're so happy that we come to help their animals. You know, it's just, it's really rewarding. We love going to those communities. But it takes a quirky person to survive in these remote places. Right. So some of these, you know, sometimes we're going out to farms where there's nobody around for 100 miles. And so, yeah, I feel like some of my clients could have their own reality shows, I think. It's pretty,
yeah.
Pretty tough, you know, really survivors.
Yeah, we're talking to Dr. Michelle Oakley here on the National Defense. She stars in Nat Geo's Yukon Vet. And I did want to ask you about this, too. Some of the changes that you've seen that a lot of people really don't think about in terms of the Yukon and places like that remotely. But climate change in animals, specifically baby animals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we see a lot in the north. I mean, the changes in the weather patterns, those extreme storms are way more intense and prevalent in extreme northern climates and in the southern, you know, really extreme south. So, we see, you know, storms and stuff that come through that never came through. Like it warms up to 50, 60 degrees in January,
you know,
and everything can die because all that protective, you know, insulating snow layer melts. And then the next week it freezes and you'll get a lot of animals that don't make it through hibernation. And a lot of orphaned animals then, you know, they animals, you know, bears or come out of hibernation. They're just not in good enough condition to take care of the babies. We get orphan bear cubs. We get, you know, moose fall through the ice. They're running across places that normally it wasn't.
It wasn't
them to run, but now it is. And then, you know, we're trying to haul them out of the ice or take care of orphan calves, you know. So we sure see a lot of that. And then, you know, in addition to just weather changes, there's this ridiculous amount of plastic in our environment that, you know, no matter where you live, your plastic seems to end up in remote wild places. So
right.
It's just a good reminder for Earth Day to people, try to use as less plastic as you can. It's so hard because everything's wrapped in it, but then, you know, let's work together and give our feedback on social media and to these companies, like, you don't need that much plastic. And it just ends up, you know, in the stomach of a whale or, I had to do search a reindeer, last year because it was full of plastic that it was eating. So, you know, those things are really good. Those are individual choices that we can all make. So it's cool.
Absolutely. One of our sponsors on this program is Gillette, Procter & Gamble, and they work with a company called TerraCycle, if you're familiar with those guys. And they're really trying to find some great solutions to the plastic situation, and it is. It's
love it.
It's absolutely terrible. You know, people just don't think about it. They just don't think about it. And we need to.
Right.
Hey, Dr. Oakley, I want to talk to you about your book, How to Speak Dog, because I've got two pit bull mixes that I would like to communicate with much better.
Well, you know, communicating with dogs is tricky. You know, it's definitely, sometimes I feel like I don't speak that language. So it's definitely a tricky thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny, too. All animals, as you well know, have such individual personalities, and that's got to be part of the fun of it for you. But have you ever gotten to the point where you're in a situation and you go, you know what, this really is dangerous?
Oh, many times, unfortunately. I mean, one of the cool things you see on our show is just how we get around, you know, is really tricky. And
right.
One of the things we did this season is rappelling. So I was rappelling into a golden eagle nest to get at the eaglet chicks so that we're doing a study on lead because the adults, like 40% of eagles have toxic levels of lead from different studies that have been going on. So that's across Scandinavia and Northern Canada and Northern US. So it's like this alert is out. Like we need to check. Is it in the chicks? Is it everywhere? You know, seems to be just in the adults, but anyway, we're rappelling down this rock cliff and the parents are flying around. And I'm like, wait, what? Where? Why am I doing this? Alaska, super remote. If I fall off this cliff, I mean, I'm hours from getting any kind of help.
Right.
You know, they have to get me off the mountain to get, you know, but it's like, okay. But, you know, that's the kind of thing you just, well, this is an important study. just don't fall, you know? Get to work.
I'm pretty sure that you're the only person I'll talk to today that tells me they rappelled down the side of a cliff to get to an eagle's nest. So thank you for that. the new season of the Nat Geo Wild Show, UConn Vet, is on. And Dr. Michelle Oakley, thank you so much for the great stuff over the years. And just stay safe out there.
Thank you. And just to let people know, they can watch the show also on Disney Plus. All seasons, all episodes are live streaming there and on Hulu. And they can watch our Instagram at UConn Vet, where we do a ton of fun behind the scenes stuff to share.
Oh, that's cool. That's so cool. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.